Welcome back on our countdown to kickoff here at McLean Stadium. It is our pleasure and honor each week to help unveil the charity champion for this week. Charity champion presented by TFNB, your bank for life, the official local bank of Baylor Athletics. And this week, drum roll please, it is Archway of Hope. And Paul Allison is joining us now to tell us about Archway of Hope. First off, congratulations, Paul. What a tremendous honor.
Yeah, it's great to be named a charity champion. We're very thankful for TFNB, your bank for life, and all that they do for the community. And we're honored to be a part of it and glad that this is our Saturday.
Very cool. Very cool. Congratulations. Tell us what you do. What is Archway of Hope?
Archway of Hope is focused on trying to help people that have lost someone too early. And most of the time that involves losing a child. But everybody gets to define what too early means for them. And usually we're talking about a tragic and sudden loss where it is extremely painful, unexpected, and people just, they have no idea where to turn and how to move forward, and even if they can move forward in life, and that's what we try to address.
Josh, at such a tragic time and a vulnerable time, I'm sure, for a lot of families, you step in and really help them through that time.
Yeah, what we do is we wait a little while till the noise dies down from people coming over. People are surrounded by love and support immediately following the loss of a loved one. And then it starts to get quiet in the following months. And that's when we try to do a little outreach with them, let them know who we are, and let them know that we're thinking about them and we want to help them remember. That's one of the things that people that lose a loved one, they're so afraid that the world will forget, because the world moves on. The world has lives to live. Their life has been put on hold a little bit, and their life slows down, and they only think about one thing. So we want to correspond with them, let them know that we're remembering them, let them know that there may be ways that we can help connect them to people who have walked this path and who can really let them know what it's like to move forward and that life is possible, and a meaningful life at that.
Wow, what a tremendous mission. Tell us, be named the charity champion. You got center stage today. Mm-hmm. You have a good platform.
Right.
What can people do to plug in, to help, to support your ministry?
One of the things they can do, one of the big things that Archway of Hope does is we produce these documentary films. They're stories of life, loss, and hope. And what they're meant to do is two things: to be a legacy piece for the person who lost a loved one, and also to be an example of how you can build back your life after the loss of a loved one, a sudden loss, a tragic loss, and how not only can you survive it, you can actually have a meaningful life. It is possible. It's not guaranteed, but it is possible, and we have examples of all kinds of different people who have done just that.
Great. Wow, great. Archwayofhope.org, I think, is your website. Yeah. Any other information to connect with you beyond that?
Mainly it's through the website, Archway of Hope. One of the things that they can do, these documentaries that we make, they cost a lot of money. And one of the things we've started doing recently is that for $250, you can be named as a producer, get a producer credit on one of our films. And you can see other ways that we help people and other ways that you might can volunteer. We're going to try to start a volunteer campaign and expand what we do. There's no geographic area we serve. We try to reach. I mean, our films are seen all over the world. We write letters and cards to people in a much wider area than Central Texas. So we need help with that. And if you would like to be a part of that, or if you have a story of your own that you've lost someone, but you want to be that voice to someone else, that voice of hope, we can connect you with other people that need you.
Yeah, that's something I didn't know. So you're based here in Central Texas,
right?
But this is just your home base.
Right.
You reach out and you help and support families in loss all over the world.
Right, and that's, and as our volunteer base grows, the area we can serve gets bigger and bigger. But it's easy, that these films, these videos we do, it's amazing the different countries we get responses from that say this was very inspirational. We had one person say, I think you might have saved my life with this film. So we think they have great value, but also it has great value just to write a letter to someone, a heartfelt letter that says, I see you, I want to remember your loved one with you, and I'm here for you.
Wow, that's terrific. Final thought, what does it mean to you and Archway of Hope to be named a charity champion?
It means a lot. It's such a great thing being a part of this. I mean, TF&B, they not only give us a platform to talk about our nonprofit, to talk about our charitable work, they give us some Baylor interns, marketing, grant writing type interns that are really valuable and help us out. And then just being associated with TF&B has great value, and being out on that field is going to be amazing.
Great, great. Well, enjoy the spotlight. You deserve it. And congratulations again on being named the charity champion this week.
Thank you so much, John. Appreciate it.
All right. Paul Allison, Archway of Hope. Archwayofhope.org is the website. They are this week's charity champion, presented by TFNB, your bank for life, and the official local bank of Baylor Athletics. More of our countdown to kickoff after this. Stay with us. Back in a moment here on the Baylor Sports Media Network.